thanks very much, Chairman Priebus, for being here with us today.
Hey, I'm excited to be on the show, and I'm excited to be in Iowa. I'm out here in western Iowa, and I'm suspecting to be back here a couple more times before this is all over.
And you're one of many Republicans right now making a push into the state of Iowa. Governor Romney will be campaigning here this week as well. We're talking on Wednesday evening, kind of right ahead of that push into the state of Iowa, but why are so many Republicans coming into Iowa right now?
Well, listen, Iowa is kind of like my home state, too, in Wisconsin. We're split down the middle, 50-50, and it's an important state. You know, we got to get to 270 electoral college votes, and obviously, you know, you hear all about Iowa and Wisconsin and Ohio and Virginia and Colorado. I mean, that's the world we live in right now, and getting the vote out early, getting to our volunteers, thanking them, keeping people motivated. Because you know why? It all comes down to the ground game. It all comes down to going door to door, making phone calls, getting the work done on the ground, and that's why I'm out here, is to keep that moving.
Yeah, and obviously as the chairman, you not only help organize the campaign from the national level and organize that campaign, but also organize some of these smaller campaigns that we do have going on in Iowa right now, especially, say, there are some heated congressional races. That's kind of a very vital part of what you do.
Well, that's right. And I was just in Council Bluffs talking to volunteers, encouraging them to keep moving forward, getting on the doors. You know, we're blowing away the work that we did in 08. The Republicans are hitting numbers that we haven't seen in Iowa ever, more than 04 and more than 08 combined. You look at what's happening on the Democratic side of the aisle, too. They're underperforming what they did in 08. Which is pretty startling, considering that, you know, Barack Obama's been president for 4 years, that he would actually have less enthusiasm on the ground now. We feel good about where we're at. It's going to be close in Iowa, though. There's no doubt it will be close.
Talk a little bit about what you see as the differences in this election. What do you think the difference is, both at the national level with Governor Romney and, say, in our congressional campaign here, where John Archer is challenging Congressman Dave Loebsack?
Well, I mean, clearly, in the congressional race there, and also the congressional race in Tom Latham's district, Steve King, in that CD2 district as well, I think it comes down to the fact that the president made a lot of promises here in Iowa. I mean, this is sort of the birthplace of all of the promises that the president made. A guy who seems to be in love with the sound of his own voice but can't follow through with a promise, right? So, I think that's what makes the difference. I mean, what's different about this year than 4 years ago is that the president can't promise his way and outspeech his way to victory. I mean, people are looking at the record, and they're seeing an American economy that's essentially in the ditch, spending that's out of control, no end in sight. And if there's one thing both Republicans and Democrats can agree with, it's that, you know, it's just sort of just unacceptable for the greatest country on the face of the earth. And Obama's responsible.
Now, I want to kind of shift a little bit back to what your responsibilities are. You talked about the ground game and how important that is. Here in Iowa, we do a lot of retail politics. We're used to that from the caucus standpoint. So what is it like, though, when you're out there on the ground organizing those volunteers for someone maybe that doesn't know if they want to get out there and volunteer? What's that like, and what kind of commitment are you asking the normal people of Iowa to put in?
Well, you know, we have these victory centers, and they're sort of like regional volunteer centers set up all over Iowa. Are financed basically through the Republican National Committee and the Iowa GOP. And in those centers, people have the choice of making phone calls. They can call potential voters that haven't made up their mind yet, but they're leaning one way or the other. We do surveys to figure out what motivates a particular voter. We have door campaigns as well. Some people like actually knocking on doors of undecided voters with a short survey. Or if you'd rather not deal with that, people can put up yard signs and do things where you don't actually have to interact. But, you know, there's always something for everybody. I think this is an election that, I promise you, has nothing to do with the future of the Republican Party. This election has to do with the future of America, and that's what is bringing people together from all over the country, and especially in Iowa.
What message do you want this weekend to be for the people of Iowa to hear during this Hawkeye Blitz, as you guys are calling it?
So the message is that we've got to get serious about getting our economy back on track. This president made a lot of promises. He didn't deliver. And you look at Mitt Romney, who has been and shown himself through three debates now to be reasonable, intelligent, presidential, and ready to roll up his sleeves, put a real plan on the table, and get the spending and the size of government under control so that we can have we can instantly improve our small businesses in this country and get people back to work and get people paid what they should be making in this country.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add today, Chairman?
Hey, I'm good to go. I would just add that I appreciate you having me on the show, and it's kind of you to give me the opportunity.
All right. Well, it's kind of you to join us today. Thanks very much.
Thank you, sir.